What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show.
You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Chill!
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And welcome to another Road to Season 7 bonus episode, number 3. And y'all already know, Season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, the main series, September 3rd at 12 a.m. So for today's episode, y'all already know what it is. It is the SummerSlam prediction episode. And usually, I would have my bro, Aaron Keto Sands, 1/4 of the Premier Boy Podcast, and host of King Talk with Aaron Sands, as my co-host for the wrestling prediction. But he couldn't make it, so I got a guest host. She is the host of Let's Talk About It with Ange. She's been on the show last episode for the WrestleMania prediction episode. We got Ange back on the show, and we're going to talk about SummerSlam and many more. So y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off City Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Like That Pocket Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlikethatpodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Like That Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is your girl, Ange, and you are listening to the Magentman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And y'all already know this is the SummerSlam prediction episode. And, you know, we have our special guest. She was on the show the last time we did a WrestleMania prediction, and she pretty much my guest host for today's episode. She is the host of Let's Talk About It with Ange. We got Ange in the building. Ange, how you doing? Welcome back on the show.
I'm good. I'm so excited to come back. And we're a little less than we were last time.
Yes, yes. Yes, but, you know, even though it's less than us, we still got to have fun. And, you know, this is the SummerSlam prediction episode. So, before we talk about the car, how do you feel about SummerSlam? How do you feel about the car? This card this year.
It's a nice card, but I feel like it's missing things on this card. You know, we kind of mentioned it a little earlier, but we've been talking about it on Twitter and stuff, but like it's just a lot of it going on, like with the cards. I don't understand, like they take things off and they want to make sure that the show's not too long, but there's so many storylines that could have been ended at SummerSlam. And but I think overall it's a good card. So
I agree. It is a good card. I mean, for SummerSlam though, it's
I feel like it needs something else.
It's light for SummerSlam though.
It's kind of light. It's like it's supposed to be like the WrestleMania of the summer.
Exactly.
Like so I mean, there's some nice ones, some nice cards and stuff. You know, I always root for us women matches to be on there.
Yeah.
It's a little light on there. I thought they was going to at least have four.
I agree.
And it wasn't. So, and I know some things happened with like injuries and stuff too. So, and things happened. But I don't know. I was expecting a little more. So, but we're going to talk about it. We've been talking about it anyway. But
So, you know, before we dive into the card, which match that you upset that is not on the card?
Definitely Becky versus Trish. I think that should have finished at SummerSlam. And for my biggest, Trish should have probably been on that card. And Becky and Trish talked about it on Twitter. Have you seen the tweets and stuff on Instagram post?
Yeah, I did.
And she was talking about how she was like, she did the
photo shoot.
For SummerSlam. And I feel like that was the perfect place to end it, you know? And I believe that's where Becky came back a few years ago.
Yeah, Becky came
when she beat Bianca.
She came back 2 years ago. That when she won the 26 seconds.
Yes, the infamous 26 seconds.
I think that was 2021.
Yeah,
something like 2021. Yeah, because that year, Cena came back as well that year too, I remember.
Yes, Cena came back and that's when he confronted Roman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Roman came back like two or three years before that.
Yeah. And I agree with you. Trish versus Becky should have been on the card, like, hands down. Not only because, you know, I got a big crush on Trish. I said this on the episode.
Every guy has a crush on Trish.
Yeah, and I do. But now, before all,
she looks the same.
She really does. And the fact that, you know, they both had a story already. They had a story built in. Could definitely end up something. We could have seen Lita come back to help Becky. Or maybe Eternal Becky, who knows. That would have been dope or something, you know. Yeah, it would have been a dope way to end that storyline.
Although we won't see until they go to Canada. Do we think Becky's going to get her win back?
That's a possibility. And plus, you already know, when somebody in that hometown, they never win anyway. So.
Right. It'd be like, I'd be like, oh, I'd be shocked when people win in their hometown. Bianca got missed on her face, got embarrassed in her hometown. Last person I remember, she was in, I think that's when she had her little celebration
in
Knoxville, and she hit them. She missed her right before she won the title. Yeah. So she's gonna lose him. And they said, what's she come, not gonna be ringside. I think she's supposed to be ringside or something too.
It's always dark. Yeah.
That's the best thing that probably came out of this too.
Yeah.
Because I was not a fan. I mean, I didn't dislike Zoe Stark, but Zoe's still kind of green to me.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have the best promo skills. I mean, she's getting a little better. But when she turned heel, I was just like, okay, I believe you a heel, but like, you can't, you need somebody to talk for you. Like when she came out in NXT, so that I feel like that was like the best thing for her to get with someone like Trish.
Who does
do well in multiple areas. So.
I think Rhea was supposed to have a match too.
Yeah, but she was supposed to face Raquel.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Raquel's injury is storyline or, like, I think Liv was actually legitimately, like, I think Liv came back too fast, honestly.
Yeah, I think Liv was the story. Liv was the actual injury, because I think she's doing a movie.
So yeah, he is doing a movie. She's doing a movie about, what's her name, Mildred Burt, with the NWA Championship. Because there's a lot of wrestlers doing that movie.
I heard.
I thought they finished it, because Charlotte's in it. And I think, well, I have to call her by her actual government name, because that's not her name on the indies now. Trinity is in it too. And then Camille from NWA, who's the current NWA champion, she's supposed to be in it too. And then I think, you ever seen the show Arrow?
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about Arrow or you talking about The
Hill? Arrow, but Stephen Amell.
The
girl that played Felicity had played his wife on the show. His girlfriend, his long term like girlfriend, wife. She's supposed to play actual Mildred Burt.
Oh wow.
Like the wrestler and stuff. So she's probably like geeking out the fact that she gets to be on there with real wrestlers, you know, so in the movie. So
That's dope.
I don't know. We never know. So Samoa Joe was doing that too. He was doing that movie too, and that happened too. But they ended up coming back because of the strike stuff.
I gotta watch that. I gotta watch that when it
drops. Twisted Metal, or the show with Living All in a Minute.
The one you were talking about. It's about the movie.
I forgot what it's supposed to be called, but it looks like it might be good. So I'm definitely gonna catch that when that come out.
That's
the only two matches that I'm thinking was supposed to be on a card and didn't make it.
Yeah, I think it was those two. I was gonna say tag team as well,
That KO injury. I don't know if his injury was legit or not, but I heard this rumor about how they were supposed to split the titles.
Oh wow.
I heard that they said, because you know Kevin Owens been like freaking out, and he does like the he got his new t-shirt that I actually want to get now. Like, I don't have an anger problem, I have an idiot problem. I get his t-shirt now, because that's like how everybody feel about everybody in real life. But they say he's supposed to like go like break down and like give up one of the titles or something. that was like the angle they was gonna go through. Like, cause you know, but I said Kevin probably would have made the best of that. He would have made that look so be so funny. Like him just be like, I can't handle this. Like taking care, like you know, two different divisions and stuff. Like, it's just being too much for him. He might like say something crazy, like my therapist told me I need to like, give up one of the titles because I'm like, so, but yeah, that's what I heard. Like the angle was supposed to be how they supposed to like split the titles. Cause I think they want them to, Triple H wanted to make sure there was two titles on both, but then he got injured and then, so he did it, made sure SmackDown and Raw had the women's titles right. But I think in the tag titles is probably gonna be next.
Yeah, it should be next. That should be next.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's left. So
that's the only one that next. But yeah, but you know, let's dive into this card. So we're gonna start off with the Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal.
The fact that this card is doing like Slim Jim is boxing us.
Oh my! And just like the when it had the Mania tag team match, what do they do? What do they win?
Is this bragging rights? I think it's just bragging rights at this point, because like what else are they gonna win? Like somebody was like laughing online. I was like, oh, maybe the winner gets the be inserted into the United States Championship match and then LA Knight wins. And I was dying. I said, now you know they're not thinking that hard. Or maybe he gets like a championship match of their choosing. And then somebody made a joke, it's like, well, they need to have a women's one because why they got all these women in catering backstage.
That's true.
So who is on this?
I got some of the names here. So I'm gonna say some of the names right here. So we got LA Knight, Sheamus, Tommaso Ciampa, Shinsuke Nakamura, Otis, Chad Gable, Cameo Cross, Grayson Waller, Matt Riddle, Santos Escobar, AJ Styles, and The Miz. So, everybody, do we think
that since there's a storyline with Santos and is Austin Theory not on here? Theory, you think they're gonna add him in there? Because Austin Theory got a match.
he might get added. I think he's gonna get added.
Yeah. So.
Who you think gonna win this?
Let me tell you. You know, I went to see a SmackDown the other night, like a few weeks ago when it was in North Carolina. So when I tell you, the crowd in North Carolina was hyped for our guy LA Knight.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it to come. That crowd. First of all, the crowd was amazing. I don't know if it sounded loud at home, but. That crowd was amazing. Like, we were in the best seats possible. Like, we could see everything. But he is so over. I can't see anybody else winning. The only person maybe winning is Grayson Waller. Because they are big on Grayson, but they haven't let him win anything, really. So, that's the only other person I can see, possibly. Because everybody else is entangled in...
some kind of storyline.
Yeah. So, like, AJ and Karrion, and then they're probably gonna throw the Viking Raiders in there because the Otis and Gables in there, then Shinsei and Ciampa have thing, and
they're probably gonna add Bronson Reed in there too because he's in the storyline with them too as well,
right? And then Matt Riddle, what's he feuding with? He got
Imperium. Imperium.
Yeah, but he got a match tonight that night, so he ain't gonna be there.
Maybe
Giovanni or Ludwig.
Yeah, that would have meant Giovanni and
Ludwig, but you already know LA Knight is definitely my pick to win.
Who I got? I definitely agree. I got LA Knight. Yeah, and my second pick is gonna be Grayson Waller.
Yeah,
And plus I heard that them two are gonna start a program. Which if y'all watch NXT. They had a rival before.
Yes.
It started off with the Halloween Havoc, who tried to be a host. and then weeks after that, they decided to just have a pretty much fight every week after that. It was a good rival with them two.
Right.
So I
think that LA Knight put Grayson Waller over then. I'm trying to remember if Grayson, who put who over then? But Grayson tweeted about it one time.
I think.
Or maybe it was the other way around.
I think LA won. I think LA won.
Or maybe because Grace had tweeted about it. I thought, and I wasn't even looking to see who sent the tweet. I didn't realize it was him that wrote the tweet. So I was like, oh, really? This is cool. If this is the match, that is really going to be a thing, right? So I didn't realize that. I looked at it. I was like, Grayson, really? Grayson is such a troll, man. I swear. Yeah, he be cracking me up on Twitter.
This is why I like Grayson Valla. I mean, I prefer
me. Like, I hate him, like, because he's a horrible person, but, like, I absolutely love him.
He's a good. He's a good heel.
Yeah, and he was congratulating. He congratulated Indy when she got called up too.
Yeah.
You know they both from Australia.
Yeah.
Australia's out here.
That's a fact. G Louise, that's a fact. So yeah, so my pick is LA Knight. Yeah, and Grayson Waller. So those are my
picks. All right.
All right. So next match we got is. By the way, I'm not sure this could be in order, so I just picked it where I think it's gonna go. So the next match we got is Ronda Rousey versus Shayna Baszler in an MMA rules match.
So is there going to be a cage? Probably not, right?
Probably not.
This is probably the thing that's probably can't do like stuff like headbutt and things that they can do in wrestling. They can do in wrestling, whatever.
Probably like knockout and takedown submission. Yeah.
Shayna has been tearing Ronda up on the microphone. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that. Cause soon as Shayna turned her, I jumped out of my seat so fast. I was so happy. I was waiting. I was hoping this was at Mania.
I think we all waited for this.
I thought it was gonna be. I'm happy that it wasn't for a title because I feel like they have a history that's for the title, which I love. I love the little piece they did on Raw this past week with Shayna about Shayna and Ronda and Shayna talking about her relationship with her. And that snippet where she goes, I am sad about the fact she was like upset because she said, does she have a girl? Ronda has a daughter?
Yeah.
Like my goddaughter, I'm her godmom, she's gonna hate me forever for what I'm gonna do to her mom. Like, she is like going to kill Ronda today. I think like it's gonna be a competitive match.
Yeah.
But I think Shayna's gonna pull out the way. And I think this is when Ronda's way of going out.
I actually agree. I have Shayna Baszler as well winning. Because this is possibly one of the last matches in WWE. She going back to USC from what I heard.
Yeah, they said that her contract is over after SummerSlam. So I genuinely believe that this is the way to put her, this is a way of putting Shayna over in the big stage, which I think is great. It makes me look at her in a different light a little bit.
Yeah, and plus, you know, since they got the merger now, I mean, it would make
sense. Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah. So,
she could always come back. She wanted to.
That's true. That is fact. So I got Shayna as well for this. So I'm going with Shayna Baszler as well. I think this would be an instant match, though.
Right. I think this will be a great match. Nobody's discounting Ronda's MMA skills.
No, not at all. Like,
it's sometimes she's just not safe, which is because like those matches with Liv could have been a lot better. She could have ragdolled her a lot better if she took her moves better. Like and it makes Liv look crazy. Liv is not a bad wrestler at all.
Yeah.
So Liv is definitely one of the homegrown talents too. So and she's been through the process. Like a lot of people, like Carmella and a lot of other wrestlers, and Alexa Bliss, people like that.
Yeah.
And they all have been taught how to be safe. She's not safe.
So
part of that is why I'm like kind of low key happy. She was one. I was happy when Charlotte came back and beat her too. So that made me happy too.
Yeah, me too. Because,
Ronda was the title. Everybody was waiting for Charlotte to come back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and the fact that nobody there, people like Charlotte, but Yeah. That's what you had to title.
Right.
Well, we're going to get to Charlotte in a minute, too. We're going to get to Charlotte in a moment. Yeah. But next match I got is, we got the Intercontinental Championship. We got Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. Who do you think winning this match?
I don't know. I really want Gunther to beat the record. He's really close. Like,
he
has, like, maybe, I think they said it's sometime in September he would break the record.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A couple weeks.
So, but everybody's saying, like, oh, he's going to take it. Drew McIntyre needs to be here. But I'm just like, he don't really need to. So this is the only one I'm kind of, like, this one and, like, maybe two more matches, I'm going to say. I got a couple that I'm, like, unsure of. Like, I've been going back and forth with. But this one.
I got two that I got an issue with. This is one of them, but too.
The record, I know WWE and they love people breaking records. Especially with Roman just breaking a record. And I know they're high on Gunther.
Yeah, yeah.
And Drew McIntyre is going to look amazing. This match is going to be, as you know, Sheamus says, a banger, you know, for a fact.
Yeah.
So I am not worried about it at all. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some shenanigans a little bit with his people, unless he decides to put them in the back, which he don't always does. So, or they come out somehow, but I am going to go with Gunther.
So this is one of the matches I had an issue with, you know.
Yeah, when he came back, I was mad.
And yeah, and I can hold you. I do want Drew to win. I do want Drew to win.
I do too, but I don't want Gunther to.
But I got a feeling that Drew would have a second chance.
Yes.
At Payback.
When is Payback?
Payback in September. I don't remember that exact date for Payback, but I know it's in September.
I just don't know
the exact date.
I'm gonna look it up while you're looking at the next one.
I do agree. Gunther do need to break that record. So I'm gonna pull a sauce like he did the WrestleMania episode, and he said Roman gonna retain. And then somehow Roman
became. Everybody else was like, hell no, Cody Rhodes.
Thanks, we all said Cody Rhodes.
Oh, so, I just looked it up. Payback is September 2nd. So
okay, got it.
If he does have a match with him, he wouldn't break the record and he will be in second place.
Oh, he'd be in second. Wow, okay. So,
because he's in third now. I think somebody put it on Twitter. I think it's like September, it's after September 11th or something like that.
Oh, wow, dang.
So, because he's at 4 something. I forgot what the number is.
Dang,
so bad for you. Jeez. Yeah, so I don't know. That one makes me nervous.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Gunther. I'm going to go with Gunther as well.
Okay. I think he's going to pull us off.
Yeah, I think Drew going to win and at most likely Payback.
Okay.
Drew going to win at Payback. So I'm going to say that.
Going to make him just short of the record.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks he's gonna be the one to beat him. I would love to be some kind of like real underdog, beat him, like a real like somebody like you not expecting to beat him.
I mean, the only person that I could probably think could be Gunther after seeing him Monday versus Gunther, it might be Chad Gable.
Yeah, he's at 417 right now. He needs to be at 434 or something like that, 30 something or 40 something.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Oh. No, 454. Jesus.
I don't know.
So he's in like second or third place right now. He is right behind.
I think he's second. I think he's second.
Now. Yeah, he's right behind Tito Santana. No, is it Tito Santana? I don't know who it is.
I'm funky.
Oh, no, he's right behind. He just passed Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I think he's, I think it's Tito Santana, and then it's either Tito Santana or Ultimate Warrior. I think Ultimate Warrior had two title reigns. So did Tito Santana, but I don't know how long their reigns were, but, you know, WrestleCom had that one long title reign, so.
Yeah.
That he was champion forever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's, oh, maybe Pedro Morales. I don't know.
But the Bocum Fuganta, I got a feeling he'll break that record. But I would say this, I think Gunta could be the winner for Royal Rumble next year, though.
I was saying that too. Yeah, and I think he's gonna challenge whoever has. I don't think he's gonna challenge Roman though.
Nah, I think he'll challenge Seth.
Or whoever has the title.
I think he'll challenge whoever has the title. Yeah, probably gonna be But I'm thinking he'll go for Seth's title though.
Or whoever has title.
Whoever has title. Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah, Pedro Morales is in second.
Okay, Pedro Morales is like
And it's like 4-something. I don't know what the exact. It's like 420-something or 430-something. So he's close to him. I think he'll beat his record, but I don't know about. Honky Tonk, it's in sight, but if Drew keep coming at him.
We'll see what happens. All right, next match we got. This should be an instant match, actually. Ricochet versus Logan Paul.
I never thought I would want to see this match so bad. Like, they're weak. Ricochet, like, I always liked Ricochet. Like, back in the day when he used to work, like, Lucha Underground and stuff.
Yeah.
He was, like, under the mask. Ricochet's been, like, amazing lately. Like, even more before, like, prior to, like, when Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Royal Rumble. This whole year has been really great for him, so.
I agree.
And, I mean, He got a baddie like that's fast. Get to introduce him.
Shout out to
I love her. So
shout out to Samantha.
Samantha, you know, Logan Paul. I think right there, Logan Paul made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And Ricochet's gonna get his comeuppance. And Ricochet's gonna pull out that win. But I think it's gonna be a good match.
Yeah, I mean,
this one's gonna be a sleeper.
This definitely could be a sleeper. I would say this. You already know Logan Paul will come around with some craziness, some surprises. But I think Ricochet could have some surprises as well. So Ricochet is going to win, of course. He's going to win.
Yeah.
I think this would be the first return. I'm going to call my first return of this match. Braun Strowman going to return.
You think so?
I think he, yeah. Remember he was,
did he just have surgery or something?
He did have surgery a couple of weeks ago, yeah. Yeah.
That's soon. Yeah. Then he gonna attack Ricochet?
What, say again?
Then he gonna attack Ricochet? Because they came together on Raw as a tag team.
Yeah.
And I love their tag team. Like, I just was like, oh my God, can they just win the title? So it just, even if they just win it for a month, like.
Yeah. I think he'll come back to help him out. I think down the line, he will attack him down the line, though. I don't think if he come back for SummerSlam, but I do think that Braun Strowman gonna return, help out Ricochet if Logan Paul pulls some shenanigans. And Ricochet gonna win. So I'm going with Ricochet as well.
The only person that Logan Paul could pull shenanigans on was Roman. Roman pulls his own shenanigans.
Yeah. And plus his brother, I would say his brother gonna help him out, but his brother got, I think his brother got a match.
This match might open the show, by the way.
Oh, wait, so the Ricochet, or did Ricochet go open the show?
Ricochet, I'm gonna open the show because of that match. I think he said he wanted to be at his brother's match.
So this
Battle Royal might not open the show.
Yeah, I didn't put that there just because.
Yeah, but I forgot. I saw that on Twitter that they said him about how he wanted to be at his brother's match, the same, which is in another city or something. So he was gonna have the match and then like go off, get on like a red eye and just go straight there. So, which I think is kind of cool that he kind of wants to be there for his brother. So
that's dope.
It's kind of dope, you know.
That's dope. All right. So next match we got Asuka versus Charlotte versus Bianca Belair for the WWE Women Championship in a triple threat match. This one will be interesting. I go,
this one is hard to predict because I can see every single person in this match winning in different ways because it's a triple threat.
Yeah.
Somebody advertised said that these all are main events, the last four matches.
Yeah.
I always hate when they like loosely use the word main event.
Yeah.
Main event is the last match.
I think it's three matches that main event.
Yeah, but they try to put them to they like higher stakes, I guess, whatever. Yeah. But I have a hard time going against Charlotte in any match. I don't bet against her. I learned my lesson with Charlotte. Charlotte always finds a way to win. The only thing I can see is if Asuka sneaks out a win. I think if Bianca loses, it's going to just send her further and further.
Yeah, I agree.
The comeback story is going to be greater for her.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't think Asuka's going to eliminate Bianca. I don't think Bianca's going to win. I mean, she might shock me. So I think they're going to eventually have Charlotte be her dad. Mm. So I would rather Asuka just keep it and just have people keep chasing her.
Yeah.
But I think Charlotte's gonna win.
You wanna know?
And Charlotte has been undefeated. She has never lost to SummerSlam.
I did not notice until recently. Yeah, she said it on SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard that.
Me too. But you wanna know my prediction?
Yeah.
I do agree Charlotte gonna win.
Okay.
They're all gonna try to make it for her to be her father's record and stuff like that.
Yeah, she's really close 17.
Now. She's really close now, so I think Charlotte win it. Sally.
You know, Charlotte doesn't have long range usually, so.
Yeah.
She might have a long one with this one, because I think that I would rather Bianca keep chasing Charlotte eventually.
Yeah.
And be her at WrestleMania.
But I'm not done with my prediction, though.
Oh, so you got more.
Charlotte is going to win. Uh-huh. But for some reason, Charlotte got bad luck with people who got cashing in.
What did they think about her?
Io gonna cash in and Io gonna win the title. Charlotte got bad luck with cashing in.
Charlotte's been cashing more than anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Am I saying that?
I was thinking that too. Io's thing makes me so nervous because of that 100% thing with the cash-ins makes me very nervous because I'm scared of who's going to be the first person to lose. This whole thing with her, intertwining thing with her and Bayley, that makes me nervous.
Yeah, especially with Bayley.
Like the men's one, I expect people to lose, not win.
Yeah.
But like the women one, I expect everybody to have successful cash-ins. Yeah. So if Bayley costs her a cash-in, I'm going to lose it.
That'd be crazy.
And I'm going to be like, you don't need to beat her ass.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Sorry, language, but
that's cool. Like I said, I love you. Don't say the N-word.
So we don't say the N-word. But that's an awesome prediction because I completely didn't even think of this at the moment, and I just saw her a few hours ago, on TV. I was just thinking about her. I was like, she was gonna cash in, and I'm looking at him like, I was thinking the same thing as Bailey. Like, why would she tell you if she's gonna cash in? Isn't that the purpose of Money in the Bank? Is for you to not know when they're gonna cash in?
Not a fact. For real.
I think that's the only person that's gonna cash in tonight.
I agree. I think Priest's gonna hold on to it for a while.
Yeah.
Priest's gonna hold on to it for a while. But
I would love for a woman to hold on it for a while. Like, we already got Carmella. Carmella's the longest person to hold on to, I think.
She was the longest.
Edge by like a week or something. But nobody's gonna beat her. I don't know. Cause she did it like a month or some two before. She did like 2 months before the next Money in the Bank or something. So
yeah.
That was like the night or the night the SmackDown after Mania or something like that. So I think she said she won it. But yeah, that's a great option. But I guess none of us have faith in Bianca or Asuka, huh?
But the thing is, hit the thing. Charlotte gonna win. I think Charlotte gonna clearly pin Asuka. I think Bianca is gonna be safe. I think Bianca not gonna get touched. I think Bianca do gonna change the title though, down the line.
Yeah.
But I do think Io is gonna cash in.
Yeah, okay. I hope she's successful.
I do hope she's successful too, but I'm gonna say she's winning. She's gonna win.
She's gonna give me anxiety like I had last year with Liv, because Liv, I had like anxiety the whole time.
Oh, yeah, me too.
When she caught her in that ankle lock, I was like, Liv, hit her knee. I was like begging for her to win.
Yeah, let's hope EO cash in successfully. I really hope.
Me too, but Triple H loves EO, so.
Yeah.
And I've been watching, like, I watch, like, old, like, Stardoms when she was, like, in her prime. Like, when, not in her prime, but, like, when she was first starting out.
Yeah.
And she was, like, winning everything.
Oh, wow.
And she was, like, she's basically, like, their ace in Stardom. She was, like, their ace in Stardom, like, back in the day. It was Kyrie, and Mayu back in the day. And they just had everything, all the titles and stuff, like, you know, so, like, back then, so... And I'm just like, she still has that same energy she had then. Like she knows she did all that. Like, she good. So, I really hope that Triple H lets her cash in successfully. I don't think they're going to do that with the women's one. And if they're going to do it, they ain't going to do it with no EO.
Yeah,
they're
not going to. Yeah, I can't see EO failing with cash in.
Yeah, she too. I don't know. So
maybe next year, but I can't see EO though.
Yeah, me either.
Fell in the catch in. So the next match we got Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship.
This is my open match.
This was the second match that I had a problem with as well, because I did not know who to pick for this.
Me too. Okay, so we got Rhea got the world title, right?
Yeah.
Priest has the briefcase.
Your briefcase.
So once Dom got that North American championship,
yeah,
and retained it multiple times, I said,
so far,
at that moment, I said, Finn as better win this title, or he about to get kicked out of Judgment Day, because. Everybody got something in their hands. And Finn is the last one to have to do it. He has to get his comeuppance from Seth Rollins.
This is a hard one,
I love Seth.
Yeah.
And that crowd is going to be hot tomorrow night. I just know it.
Yep.
But I really think if they don't do it now, they're not going to do it.
That's a fact. But then again, I have rumors now that they all gonna have another match at Payback, and Priest will be added into the match, from what I hear. So this, I don't know. I mean,
this is one I was like struggling with a lot.
This was the main one I struggled with.
But that Dom retaining this past Sunday was like the biggest.
Yeah, because I like a lot. Yeah,
because
I thought Wesley gonna get a title.
Yeah, back. I thought he was him, but then when I did my predictions, I was like, I'm gonna say Dom, Rhea's there. I said Rhea's there. There's no way Rhea's gonna let that title slip, and it's triple threat. He's gonna find a way to win, and something good came out of it because Wes is a little aggressive now, and I like it. So his brothers on and Impact is doing the same thing, which I like too. So
I have a
Impact in the came back. Zachary Wentz.
Zachary Wentz, yeah.
And they just heels, and I love it.
Oh, the heels?
Trey Miguel has been heel for a while because he was like X Division champion. He was like right behind Chris Sabin for the most like combined days, and Chris Sabin beat him. And then who was it? Oh, Leo Rush came in and he beat Sabin for the title. So like Sabin is still kind of feuding with Leo and kind of left him. But when he had his rematch, when Trey had his rematch against Chris Sabin, Zachary Wentz came back and attacked Chris Sabin.
Oh wow!
So that's how I kind of brought them back, and now they kind of doing the tag team thing.
The rascals,
right? Because they never won the titles as a tag team in Impact.
They never did. I thought they never did, for real.
Nope. Wow. And they got They had their last match. I think the last match they had was a tag title match, and they like kind of took a bow, and that's when Wes and Zach Wes. Well, it was not Weston, but he was like Desmond Xavier, right? I had to. My brain is not the WWE names and the
yeah, I know.
I'm mixed up because I couldn't even think about Wesley now as being somebody else now because I'm just so used to Wesley.
For real.
So, like, it's crazy how that happens.
I know, I get it. I
condition myself to their names. So, like, yeah, when Zach went over there with Wesley now, known as Wesley now, it was, like, so great, and I love that they won the titles there because they never got a chance to, and then Miguel was doing his own thing, and he won X Division titles, so.
Oh, yeah, Order had titles at one point, yeah.
Yeah, so Miguel won it. I think he won the first time he was a babyface, and then when he won it back, he did a heel tactic, and then we continued being heel.
Oh, wow.
So, I love him as a heel. I think he's great. I like kind of slimy heels, like how he is. He was kind of slimy, like he like does stuff, like cheats and stuff. Yeah, but he could still wrestle.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Impact. It's been a while.
Impact is hot, I'm telling you. Yeah. Especially now Trinity's on it, we be getting made more.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know she's the champion now.
Yeah. And she beat Deonna Purrazzo. Deonna Purrazzo has not tapped. That was the first time she tapped.
Oh wow!
An Impact.
Oh wow! So, back to some Seth versus Seth for Finn.
So what are you? So you are you saying Finn?
I want to say Finn, but I don't think he. I said Finn before. And I got it wrong. I said Finn for Mania.
Me too. I said Finn for the last show. No, I didn't. I said Seth for last show. I don't remember what I said for Mania.
Yeah, because it was Finn versus Edge. And I said Finn and Edge won.
I don't remember who I said.
Yeah, but this time I'm going to stick with Seth. I'm going to say Seth for Mania. Okay.
I'm just trying to think of who's going to face Seth next.
Seth retained it, and they probably going to have another match at Payback.
Who's your third match then? Unless he wins the title.
But Priest going to get added to it.
That's the rumor you're hearing.
I heard it's going to be a triple threat match on Payback.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll Seth, Priest, and Finn.
Okay.
We'll see. That's what I heard. I don't know. But who knows?
Two more. Who's there?
These rumors come here. It's wrong sometimes. Who knows?
Right. They lied to me.
So the next match we got is Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar, Part 3.
Ooh.
This is supposed to be the end of the saga.
I hope so.
I hope so too. So Cody need to move on.
I think Cody's win percentage is a little higher than Rhea's. Which is not saying much. Rhea just doesn't wrestle like that. So, but Cody wrestles way more than Rhea does. So, Rhea, like, only time Rhea really wrestles is like dark matches and live events. but I'm gonna go with Cody Rhodes. He has to get his win back.
I agree. I'm going with Cody Rhodes as well.
This is probably the most obvious one.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes have been winning. But here's my other question. It's rumor going around that Brock is trying to retire soon. When is Brock going to retire?
I always think Brock going to retire and he come back. And I still pop for him when he come back.
I mean, me too. But still,
who doesn't pop for Brock when he come back? Like, he's like, oh, shit. You're like, when you hear that music, he'd be like, oh, somebody about to get it now.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out what could be next for Brock, though. After this.
Wait, who else is he gonna face?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Everybody that's big out here is he's gonna be back to like Summer Survivor Series, you know. So.
Unless it's
or Saudi Show, whatever the Saudi Show is.
Yeah, Saudi Show is, I believe, is in October.
Yeah, you know, he only come back for Saudi shows and big shows.
Yeah, that's fact.
I'm surprised he even did, what was it? Well, Money in the Bank is kind of. It's like in between an A and a B level. It's like,
yeah.
It's they've been trying to make it more of a big five instead of a big four.
Yeah. But I got Cootie for this. I got Cootie for this. All right, so now we got the main event. Now we got the main event. The main event. So we got Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso in a tribal comeback match.
I don't want to choose.
For the undisputed WWE Unified Universal Championship and recognized as the tribal chief.
I don't want to choose.
You want me to go first?
Uh-huh.
All right, so this match. I'm not going to make that same mistake at WrestleMania. I'm not making that same mistake at WrestleMania. I am not making that same mistake at WrestleMania.
Oh, but, so bad.
But to be fair, for some reason, even though, you know, Jey Uso is cool, you know, he's killing it. I don't see Jey Uso champion. I don't know. I don't see him getting a title. Not this title. I can't see
but
it.
I just can't see it.
I want it
to happen.
I mean, we all want it to happen, but I just can't see it. To be honest, Solo seemed a lot more believable in having the title and becoming tribal chief. Jey Uso don't seem believable. I do think somebody is going to groom Jey Uso, though.
I have a weird prediction.
And I'm going to go with Roman. I keep hearing rumors that Jimmy is going to turn on Jey.
Me too. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I hope that don't happen.
That would be really sad.
Me too. But I also heard that somebody else is coming on SummerSlam. I forgot who the person was, but somebody is gonna
interfere. Somebody related to them?
So I think somebody related to them. Somebody go ahead. They have
another brother or cousin or something.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
In indies though.
Yeah.
That's like big, like solo.
Yeah.
So I'm
curious to hear what your prediction is, though.
I really want Jey to win, but I'm gonna go with Roman because I already made the mistake. You said you made a mistake on SummerSlam, and I don't see Roman losing at SummerSlam. I see him losing at Mania, but I don't see him losing at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
And I think that Roman is going to. This is going to start the seeds of Solo turning on Roman.
Yeah. I agree.
I think he already pushing it with Solo already.
Yeah.
And you already saw it tonight with Heyman.
Yeah.
Trying to talk with Solo, and Solo's just looking at him like, what are you talking about? he's about to beat him up. Looking at him, I said, like, you better watch him out. So I don't know if he's really going to turn it, but I think that it's going to be like something where either Solo walks off or... Yeah. Roman hits him by accident or something.
I would think that Roman gonna hit him by accident.
But I think that I don't know if Jimmy. I think Jimmy might come back though.
Tonight. I think Jimmy.
I don't know what's gonna be for though. I hope it's not for him to turn because that would make me upset. And I really want the Usos to kind of get back in the tag division so they'll kind of get a straight away from this. But this is not over, honestly. Like, it's never going to be over. They're family.
Facts.
Jey still can say he'd be the one to pin Roman. He wanted to pin Roman's streak.
And he pinned Solo tonight, too.
Just by that, he should have just been tribal chief. We shouldn't even just be having that recognition out there. Facts.
But we didn't mention something. Jey just pinned Solo tonight.
Right.
Usually when they do stuff on the Go Home show, they usually lose. The actual shows.
So we should have figured that out with Cody beats Solo. And we all decided to pick Cody. So I'm just going to have to go. I think I'm just going to keep Roman.
Yeah.
It's like Charlotte. It's hard for me to go.
Yeah.
Hit certain people. You gotta just know. Like Cody, that's why Cody and Roman was so hard to choose from. Cause it was like Cody was just so, he was pushed so much.
I agree. And
Cody doesn't lose. And then like he lost. And then he lost to Brock. After he got injured, of course. But Cody only lost because Solo interfered.
Exactly.
He probably would have won.
Exactly. That was really the way everybody lost, yeah.
Yeah, when I saw Solo, I was like, oh man, I got that prediction wrong.
Yeah, me too. I do it out back too. But in the words of Sans, since he couldn't make it tonight, for the first time, he missed a prediction episode. In the words of Sans, he always say this, never bet on the bloodline. Well, in this case now, never bet on Roman Reigns. So, and we all made that mistake at Mania. So I'm not betting on Roman Reigns. Well, I'm not betting on Roman Reigns no more. So I'm going with Roman Reigns.
I bet against Roman and Bianca at Mania.
Facts. Wait, did I bet against Bianca? I went for Bianca.
Yeah, you wanted the three-peat. You was like, I'm doing the three-peat. I was like,
yeah.
Oh no.
It never worked out for me. I was upset about that.
But then she lost it eventually. So, I mean, you know. I thought she was going to retain it then, and then she lost it there. So,
yeah.
I was wrong all the way around with her. So.
But we're going for Roman.
Right.
We're going to start the whole Solo slowly turning.
Definitely. I am going to say this because I don't know when this person is going to come out, but this person is going to come back. And that person is the Viper, Randy.
You know what's crazy? Because that was my person too. And funny, that was my next question.
Who's coming back?
Yeah, who is your surprises for SummerSlam? Who is returning and stuff like this?
I was going to say Big E or like Kofi or something, but they don't have no tag titles or nothing like that on there, so I wouldn't have said them. But I could have seen like Big E if he was like cleared, but Big E said that some doctors told him he put online, which broke my heart. They said that some doctors told him that he shouldn't wrestle again, but they said he wants to color commentary, which I think is great because he's a great speaker. It's similar to what Corey Graves got injured and he just kind of had to do it. And I mean, Corey is like one of the most, he's successful because he does podcasts and stuff, but he does well with Carmella too. He did one with Carmella, and then he did one, of course, he does the After the Bell one with Vic. Yeah. But, so, I mean, there's always stuff after, but it's so sad to not see Big E in a ring.
No, I agree about the Big E. I saw that news today. I was sad about that too. I really want to see Big E back. Like, yeah. But seeing my commentary, honestly, that would be great.
Big E
do need to be on commentary. He needs to replace Kevin Patrick because that man is terrible. It's been a year.
But he not no play by play. I said Corey could probably do the play by play.
Yeah, Kevin.
Corey could do it, or they could put what's his name on there. And they could put. You know who would be funny? All three of them would be funny together.
Yeah.
Saxton, Corb Graves, and Big E.
Oh, that would be
Saxton is such a nerd, and them two would be jabbing at Saxton. But Saxton be holding his ground that lately. So.
That would be a dope combination. I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
Saxton's best call was Kofi Mania.
Oh, yeah. About.
I was in tears. Like, everybody was in tears at night.
I remember that. But I agree. I keep hearing about Randy coming back. I do want Randy to come back. He haven't been here at all this year.
Yeah, so. But also I have to come back as pregnant, so.
Yeah, exactly. So Randy will be so.
I did hear somebody. Who else did I hear come back? Oh, I heard Mandy Rose.
Oh, Mandy, whoa, really?
I heard Mandy Rose with somebody, and then somebody said something about they said this if Rhea had the match, that Nia Jax would come back.
Oh wow.
Like, I don't know. But somebody saw a post of her like training. Well, so it doesn't mean she's coming back here. Right now, just trying to train to see if she can still run. You know, she still got her chops up and stuff. But
Nia could be going to Impact or AEW. Who knows?
Hey, right.
But I do got another person who I think is coming back, and that person had not been around either for a minute. Bray Wyatt.
That was another person somebody said too.
Bray Wyatt.
That person's been gone. That was really the only people I heard. But I know for a fact that our city here, Randy Orton, is actually in Detroit. So
yeah, right. Randy the one I had the most. But if he come back, would it be a match? Or would it be doing like a Grayson Waller segment? If they have an ad talk show or something?
Well, Grayson gonna be in that. What's your call?
Oh, yeah, right. He's in that Battle Royal.
I heard at first that they said that they was gonna have Grayson have a big spot with like a legend. Before they put him, maybe something fell through because they was talking about everybody kept saying how he was hitting the Rock. Like, Rock is not coming.
Well. I mean, it's kind of possible for Rock to come.
I mean, it is possible, but you know,
it's more possible than ever now since you know the
Rock. Well, if he wins the Battle Royal, maybe he's talking smack at the end of it, and somebody comes out. That's the only way I can see it being possible.
Yeah, probably Randy.
Randy RKO from nowhere.
That'd be dope.
And everybody be happy, and then just go home happy.
Yeah.
Get so, that prop.
Yeah, that'd be dope. But you thought said Mandy Rose was supposed to come back?
I heard that, but I think that was when they said about with the women's title thing.
Oh.
Okay. If anything, I would see her come back when NXT. I wouldn't see her come back.
I agree.
But I don't know. She might come back on the main roster because she is a spin. You know, maybe she'll come back and like do like. Well, I think they can't do that again because what Shikam just did. They just did it with Damage Control. Come back, like a whole faction come back. Mm. Because they just did it with Damage Control.
So,
Toxic was still together, I would say that she could have came up with Toxic, but they're not together no more. So
I would say that maybe it's Mandy come back to the main roster. She could join in with Chelsea and Sonya.
I would love that.
That would be fire.
I think that another person I think that would fit with them was Wee Carmella.
Because
Carmella has that same vibe as Chelsea, and I think that was supposed to be her original partner at Mania, but they found out that Carmella was pregnant.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was.
Yeah. They was teaming for a minute, and then Sonya got put in there, which I you know, it's a blessing in disguise. It's good for Sonya because Sonya been in this game for a minute, and she got her time. She got her chance to
finally. Yeah.
Yeah, so Mandy got her time. So now all of the, I think everybody that's been in, all the Tough Enough people, they all got titles at one point. Mandy did.
Yeah.
Who was it? Sonya, Chelsea, who else was there? Yeah, those are three. Was that still here? That girl, she died though. The one that used to be, married to the guy that was with, was the one that was not with Murphy, but the other one.
Oh yeah, I know this, but
I think
was it
West? Wesley Blake.
Yeah.
See what I was married to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, she you know, she died. She was the one that won, I think, that season.
She did.
Yeah, Mandy came in second, I think.
Yeah. So before you go, Ange, I got one more question to ask you.
Okay.
So did you see the Cody Rhodes documentary?
I haven't. I'm so mad. But I saw like clips of it. I heard it was really good.
Yeah. So did you hear what Triple H said about it?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
The comment saying that AEW is a secondary company and WWE is the dream. Because he was talking about Cody when Cody left the AEW to come back. And everybody keeps saying Triple H threw a shot at AEW. So based on that thing, do you feel like he was throwing a shot at AEW, or did you just say it like it was a statement?
Or it was what?
Was it a shot? Do you feel like that thing was a shot, or was it like a Triple H just talking?
I think Triple H just talking because I mean. I honestly, like, I'm not even trying to throw shade because I have some aspects of AEW I like and some I don't, but I feel like they can be better.
Yeah,
you know. They just think, like, WWE is, they have stories, too. So, like, they have the entertainment. They do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And they do that well.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't see AEW 100% getting where WWE is. So WWE is on another level. They're, like, they've been in the game for, like, decades. So I think it's gonna take a long time for them to even catch up. So people be trying to do this thing when they be putting numbers together.
Yeah, that's
from different shows. I said that don't count.
Exactly. Those are
different shows. Some of them shows didn't even break a million.
At all.
Like Collision, They got Collision still coming on tomorrow night. You know for a fact, ain't nobody about to watch Collision tomorrow.
Exactly.
Over Seth versus Finn and Roman versus Jay. There's no way, except for unless they like one of them real AEW fans. Those real AEW fans. So that's the only part. That's the only thing I could think of. But most people is watching this SummerSlam tomorrow.
You ain't know a lot of people.
I don't watch Collision sometimes on time. I watch it like late.
but when I was watching the documentary and Triple H said that about AEW, I didn't see it as a shot.
I didn't see it. I don't think it's a shot though.
Everybody took it as a shot and made it into a shot. But I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel like Triple H was saying that AEW is the secondary company. And would you really think about it, kind of is a secondary company. Yeah. It's the second biggest company right now.
Yeah, second to WWE.
And
I would say even to like, it's probably maybe almost where New Japan is. New Japan is bigger than Russia too. New Japan been out, it's just as long as a little bit less time. I think about the same or maybe a little less time than WWE.
Yeah, yeah.
So like New Japan is like it's not where, probably the secondary American company.
Yeah.
No, not. If we want to say overall, I would say WWE, New Japan, and then AEW.
And I also took it as like that Cody wanted the title because father won it. So like you can't do that.
You always want to go back to that dream.
Exactly, you want to defend that legacy.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the shot. So I was like, everybody online like, who you two way through shot?
They didn't try to star stuff.
It wasn't a shot to me.
I'll probably watch it after I watch SummerSlam tomorrow.
But trust me, you gotta watch it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I heard it was really good though.
It was really good.
But when I heard about it, I was like, oh, I gotta watch this. But I'd be like, some of the documentaries, because I watched some of the ones that they had on A&E specials, but some of them I'm like, okay, I can't sit through all of them. But something about like really watch, say we're good.
But you gotta watch this Cody one. It's really good. It's really good.
I'm definitely gonna catch that one.
Yeah. But and thank you for coming on the show again. You know, it's good to have your show and do the prediction. And we know we're gonna bring you back and hopefully we get the whole team next time.
No.
Prediction for a Survivor Series.
It was so quiet today.
I know. But thank you for coming on and thank you for killing it. And I'm looking forward to you putting up more stuff on your show. You know,
I know it's been so hard and it's gonna be even harder because I'm going back to work full time. So I'm gonna try to do more things. And I did one to just test out, see if I was ready to come back. But I'm gonna try to do something at least maybe once a month, maybe twice a month, and go from there and see how I do. Probably try to do a lot of the secondary shows and then start doing the big shows with you guys. So it's been, hopefully we can make that a thing.
We're definitely gonna try to make that a thing. But and before you go, drop your social media where everybody can reach you. And let everybody know about your podcast. Where they can listen to your podcast.
Okay, so you can reach me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat, mostly Instagram and Twitter, at SheAintMe93. And then my podcast, you can probably get it anywhere that you can find any podcast, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, what's it, Good Podcast.
Good pods.
So pretty much anywhere where you can find podcasts, it should be available. But mostly Apple and Spotify, and then Good Pods, of course. That's where I mostly use it as well. So definitely check me out. Come see me from my old stuff and get ready for some new stuff. Cause I'm gonna try to do some weekly content, if not monthly content.
And we'll be back for the Survivor Series prediction episode. So, yeah, we're looking forward for that.
Hopefully, it won't be as late either.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So, yeah, I agree. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman of the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four people do, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, hosted by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the Star Riding Ride, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Molly Bell. And we talk many topics from politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody, because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned, because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked that it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Molly Mal. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my guest host, Ange, from Let's Talk About It Podcast, for coming on the show. You already know it's always good to have you on the show, and looking forward to bring you back again. Everybody, check out her podcast show, Let's Talk About It Podcast with Ange. If you love wrestling, you're going to love this podcast show. And once again, thank you, Ange, for coming on the show. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series, and every Thursdays for Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m., Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m., and The Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Ride every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Y'all can check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Good Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show, 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all can also check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Quito Sands, the Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal, every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Y'all can also check out other shows from the Premier Powerverse, King Talk Aaron Sands Show, King Talk with Aaron Sands, every Friday at 12 p.m. Season 4 coming soon. Also check out Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Ride, every Mondays at 12 p.m. Season 2 coming soon. And also check out Long Live the Chief Molly Mouse Show, formerly known as The Bridge. He got a new title for the show coming soon. So support every show from the Premier Podverse. And if you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, whether it's the main series or the spinoff series, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N_ Mr. M-R, Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, and we can work something out. Season 7 of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, September 3rd at 12 p.m., September 3rd at 12 p.m. Also, y'all can add me on Good Pod, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod cater to many independent podcasters. We can listen to each other's show. We can rate each other's show. And we have the charts. At this time, we got Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod Charts. Due to this recording, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is number 15 on the top 100 show chart on the normal charts. And we are number 11 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we were number one for 19 days. We just dropped down to number 3 on the normal charts. And we are number 2 on the indie charts. And just continue to listen to the Gentleman Like the Podcast. Support the show. And yeah, once again, thank y'all. You know, y'all already know. Y'all listen matters and it really means a lot. Y'all already know, support the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, where we listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Y'all can check out every guest appearances that I've been on, from The Things About Us with Really and Fiona, Star Time Podcast with the Star Rider Rod, 12th Street Talk Pack with Victoria J, Chronicles of a Virgo with Shakrita, and many more. And I got many more guest appearances on the way, so look out later this month for more guest appearances. Y'all can check out every guest profile who been on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, all 62 guests. And also, y'all can buy merch, because yes, I do have merch. Buy merch. Y'all can go to www.tpublic.com, or you can buy it through the website. Support Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast in many ways, by listening, sharing, tell a friend, buy some merch, and many more. Like I said, all y'all listens and y'all support means a lot. And once again, thank y'all for always supporting Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast. And check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. This Thursday, we have a new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, a conversation about music podcast, a part of Spinoff Series Thursdays, where we got Hazel Eyes Rose back on the show. And this was a really dope conversation, and I look forward to y'all to hear it. Have a good day or night, wherever you're listening to this episode.
Yo, 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 yo. This is the fresh one. They call me Mally Mal, the man. And you're right now, you're listening to the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with my boy, the gentleman, Ken. Shouldn't be anywhere else right now, man.